Metal casting, plaque with a bird's head. Dimensions, length 18 cm, width 13 cm. The Kingdom of Benin, located in what is now Edo State, Nigeria, is thought to have emerged around the 10th century Common Era. It fell in 1897 following a military conflict provoked by the British Empire. During a punitive expedition, British forces brought an end to Benin's independence and incorporated the territory into colonial Nigeria. The expedition also led to the looting of the royal palace, from which thousands of precious artworks, now known as the Benin Bronze, were taken. These works, cast in metal from the 15th century onwards, include plaques and sculptures that document the history of the kingdom and its rulers. Today, they are held in over 100 museums across the world. Among them is this fragment of a plaque, once a decorative panel in the royal palace. The plaque is roughly rectangular, with irregularly broken edges and several holes piercing its surface. These damages are believed to result from the plaque having been forcibly removed from the structure to which it was affixed. It is unclear whether this occurred during the British conquest or later during the Second World War. At the center of the plaque is a raised depiction of a bird's head, most likely that of an ibis. The bird is shown with a long neck, a relatively small head, and a distinctively curved beak. The surface of the neck is incised with a pattern rendering individual feathers in fine detail. The background is decorated with a floral motif resembling large blossoms, while the spaces between are filled with small circular dots. Although the pattern is now somewhat worn, the craftsmanship and precision of execution remain evident. The plaque, now in the collection of the State Ethnographic Museum in Warsaw, originally belonged to the Ethnographic Department of the University of Breslau, present-day Wrocław, in Poland. It was brought to Warsaw in 1949, during a period when the museum acquired objects from the so-called recovered territories, former German-held regions, whose collections were being transferred to Polish institutions. Today, the plaque stands as a reminder of one of the more complex and less widely acknowledged routes by which valuable objects entered the museum's collection, through the post-war transfer of German holdings carried out as a form of reparation and restitution for wartime losses.